Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Liz Myman, and she is the coordinator director for the Iowa State University Answer Line. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And Liz, we're going to talk here in a little bit about the ISU Answer Line in case somebody doesn't know about that. But I want to start out with something that's sort of been getting my attention. The humidity levels in the area have just been so high, 100% lots of days, even if it's not raining. And I'm thinking that we might need to check some things out in our house.
Yeah. Yes, you want to check things, particularly in areas where the air doesn't move very well. So inside closets, in rooms that don't get a lot of use and that are sort of closed up, especially in basements. You know, if you notice paint blistering or peeling or moisture on your basement walls, damp spots, or of course any mold or fungus growth. You want to check that out and do something about the excessive humidity in your home.
Exactly. You know, especially I think if we have things stored in cardboard boxes in the basement. Man, this is the time to check it out. But just kind of go through things. And Liz, the initial action I think we have to take without getting very technical is just to get some air moving.
That's right. Turn on some fans, you know, get them directed to keep the air moving in and out of those sort of dead spots. Also, dehumidifiers in the basement or running your air conditioning are things that will really help dry out your house. This time of year, opening the windows may not be very effective.
Yes.
And in fact, in the evening, I know a lot of us like to sleep with the windows open, but that will pull moisture and humidity into your home. So you might want to rethink that if you're having any sort of moisture issue in your home.
Well, they keep promising that it's going to get drier and a little bit cooler, and so maybe wait a few days before you do that, as you say, to keep those windows closed. And Liz, if there is mildew, fungus, and so on, we talk about putting bleach in water to kind of kill that. And some people follow that, well, if a little bit is good, a lot is better. What's the recommended proportion there in terms of bleach to water?
Sure. Actually, in this case, more is definitely not better. And what we recommend, if you have like a moldy spot on your wall, to wash it down with soap and water first. You want to thin out that layer of mold before you treat it. Then you're going to come back with 1/2 cup of bleach, and fresh bleach works better than stuff you've had sitting around for a long time.
Okay.
So 1/2 cup of bleach in a gallon of cool water. Warm water is not so good on the bleach. And keep that surface wet for 15 to 20 minutes. So if that means sponging a little bit more on it, you know, after 10 minutes have passed by, you want to do that. That gives the bleach enough time to oxidize the mold that may be growing there.
Okay, that's what we're trying to get rid of. Not just so we can't see the spot, but also so we're going to kill that possible to keep from getting a reoccurrence.
Right, because if you don't get it dry, new mold will start growing there that will probably look remarkably like the old mold.
Yeah.
So you want to follow that up with drying out the area in whatever it takes, the fans, the dehumidifiers, you know, opening things up, sure.
What if we have a spot on clothing that perhaps, you know, something damp got put in the laundry and now it's got a moldy kind of greenish spot on it? Is there something we can do about that?
Yeah, mildew spots on clothing are a little bit more difficult because that's actually eating into the fibers. So number one, you don't want to use bleach because that also thins the fibers a bit. We'd say go ahead and brush that mildewy spot off outdoors. You can put it in the sunshine. That weakens the fibers a bit as well. And you can wash it and be gentle with it. If it's something very valuable, you know, perhaps the wedding dress or a christening dress, you want to be super, super careful with it. But likely you're not going to get rid of that mildew stain. So you want to be careful and not leave damp towels piled up in a heap in your kind of damp basement this time of year.
Yes. What about, I've read, like lemon juice on a spot and put it in the sunshine?
That could work. And it might in a very, very mild mildew stain.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not quite as harsh as the bleach might be.
Right, because the bleach actually removes the outer fibers of the thread. So.
Okay, so we need to be a bit careful there. Mm-hmm. Well, Liz, those are probably just some of the questions that you get on a regular basis. Let's talk about the Iowa State University Answer Line and how you encourage people to use it.
Well, we love to talk to you, and we're here from 9 until noon, 1 until 4, Monday through Friday. And you can reach us at 3804. Or you can email us, and it's a pretty easy email, answer@iastate.edu. But we're also on Facebook. We have a blog. We're on Twitter. So we're trying to reach people in every way we possibly can. We also have a local number for folks who, you know, might have a son or daughter living in another state and wish they had access to AnswerLine. And so you can call us, and we'd be happy to give you that number as well.
Okay. Now, when I called AnswerLine the other day, and by the way, I used AnswerLine for years when I was with Extension because I just depended on you folks to have answers to questions that I didn't have answers to. Now, when I called you, it mentions a couple of other universities.
Yes, we have contracts with both Minnesota and South Dakota, so we answer calls for those folks as well and enjoy speaking with people, you know, all around the country here.
All right, so give you a call. Now, are there some kind of parameters of the topics that you would like to have people call about or maybe not call about?
Well, we're home economists here, so that's our specialty area. Food and cleaning and laundry, those sorts of things are our specialty, but we can direct people. If they don't know who to call or where to call, we can sure direct you, either put you in contact with the entomologist or give you the horticulture line's phone number. And if you just really don't know, we can usually find another call. So if we're not your last call, we like to be your second to last call.
Okay. And that email, I think, is a great thing. You know, if you don't want to call and say, well, you know, you're busy now, and so call back, get that email out there, and then you'll answer probably as soon as you can get to that email.
But people, we do. Yep, yeah. We answer them throughout the day, and first thing in the morning, the first thing we do is check our phone messages. So if you call and we're not open, do leave us a message,
okay,
and we will call you back. We pride ourselves on, you know, following up and getting everybody taken care of.
Mm-hmm. How long has AnswerLine been in operation?
I believe it's like 37 years.
I'm thinking it's at least that long. So wouldn't it be interesting to add up all the phone calls you've had?
Yeah, it'd probably be in the millions.
It probably would be. And I'm guessing there are some pretty strange ones. Have you had any kind of strange ones, Liz, that you go, oh, my goodness?
We get lots of interesting ones, but really and truly, we love the ones that people might think, oh, this is a silly question,
yes,
to ask. Those are always fun, and sometimes we get some that are a little unusual, so it keeps us on our toes, and we enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And usually when you're talking about a silly question, usually if I have a question, there's somebody else that has that question, too.
Well, you know what's silly is not asking a
That's
question
right.
when you could easily get the answer to
yes,
it.
Yes.
And just because you don't know, I mean, you might know things that we don't know. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking any question.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up canning season. And
yes,
do you answer
is.
Canning questions?
We do answer canning questions, and we're happy to sort of hold your hand and walk you through it if there's things you don't know. You know, we love to answer those kind. We also do get a lot of the power's been off and what's safe in my refrigerator.
Yes.
We encourage people to call us, and we'll walk you through whatever you have in your fridge. And if you have that second question 5 minutes later, we love to talk to you again. You know, there's no such thing as being a bother when you call us. We love to help folks.
So don't hesitate to call.
Don't hesitate to call us with, you know, several questions.
Yeah. Mentioning canning, I have another question. In terms of resources, that somebody, a good resource for somebody to have in their home if they want something printed or can find online. Do you have any recommendations?
We do. The University of Georgia has the National Center for Home Food Preservation. They have a wonderful cookbook that most of us have in our own kitchens and we use here as a resource called So Easy to Preserve. And you do have to get that through them, but we can give you that information if you call us. And also the Ball Blue Books are easily, readily available and easy to use. And then Iowa State has publications called Preserve the Taste of Summer.
Okay. And Liz, if somebody has easy access to a computer, and lots of people do, there, I'm sure if you just put in canning green beans, that there could be a lot of sources, but maybe there's some that would be better choices than others?
I would, if I had canning questions, I would Google search the National Center for Home Food Preservation. They're those same folks down in Georgia. They did the research for the USDA canning guide, and so that, as well as all their own information, is on their website. It's a wealth of information. There's how-tos, questions and answers. If you have a question at midnight, and unfortunately we won't be here to answer the phone at that hour, you could easily look on their website and may find the answer.
Okay. And I'm sure you encourage, I encourage people not just to try something new without checking it out, because research needs to be done with the canning, the food preservation.
Right. You need to use tested recipes and procedures. And by tested, we mean something that's been tested in a lab, not something that's worked for my neighbor for 3 years.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Liz Myman, who is the heading up the ISU answer line, along with some other knowledgeable folks. And be sure to give them a call. Your number again, the 800 number is?
1-800-262-3804.
Thanks much, Liz.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's the thought. Some people can see at a glance what others cannot see with searchlights and telescopes.